Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
sexy mama, honey. I said, "Come on, look at Nicole. She working it, honey. She working it." Yeah. So
I'm trying to clean up.
You try to clean up. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I feel the same way. There are times where, you know, you just want to look like the little girly, we call it girly girl, the girly girl look and stuff, mm-hmm. you know. So, but you did well. You look good all the time. I've seen you in a lot of pictures, and you look really, really well. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Listeners, you're welcome there. Listeners and viewers and all the above, again, thank you for tuning in. We have Nicole King of Zoneline. I'll have her actually chat with you all shortly. We have another caller. I'm going to bring this one on also. Hello, good morning. How are you doing? Hello, is this Christy?
Hello, this is Christy.
Hi, Christy.
How are you guys?
Good.
How are you guys?
Oh, good to hear your voice, Christy. I know you've been busy, busy, busy as well.
It has been crazy, but that's a good thing.
yeah, that's a really good thing, really good thing. Yeah, so I'm actually have y'all chat with our listeners and viewers. I do see some message people in our message board. A lot of times these faithful few that I call, about 11 of them, they often just log in to support. They don't like to ask questions, but I'm letting them know this morning, you're welcome. We've been gone for about 2 weeks, and, you know, just wanted to take some time. I was sharing with everyone earlier, just being able to take time and reflect and think about a lot of things in regards of, you know, what's your next steps, what's your next move, and, you know, just moving forward. So definitely want to say that to everyone. In the direction of IPH, where we are going and where we are headed, we are just moving in so many different directions. And I just, you know, just want to say I'm grateful because of what we have in front of us. I mean, when we think of different things that I'm moving in towards, and we'll give a shout out to our a company. I mean, actually, it's a HMM beauty competition. It's going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I will be will be the main magazine there, and I will select models for my magazine. So they will bring me out there and also put me up and you know, allow me to actually be a part of it. So I'm grateful. And it's actually centered around MS, and as far as the organization of giving back to that and just trying to find ways to, you know, look into the study and to make it better for people, or, you know, just heal them completely. And I know God is in control in all things. So definitely shout out to them, and shout out to Model Heaven, and also November. Nicole, you know about that. Me and you're going to be a judge, right? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're going to be a judge. So shout out to them, and also Anthony, he's going to get me. Anthony Taylor, I believe, in Orlando. And he's also going to be a judge. A lot of sponsors, but there was still room for more, so I'm going to let everybody know, please look into that. Great cause. They beautiful young little ones who want to make a difference, impact. Model Heaven have started her campaign of helping others with get back into school. She's also helped them during Christmas, providing like food, you know, as far as a dinner, and also for providing presents. And also November, she started something, a great organization also about human trafficking. So that's a subject that we don't talk about that often, but it's definitely out there, and it's out there really big, big, and a lot of things happening. And we may not know someone personally who has been affected by it, but it's happening, and we just, you know, say prayers for those families, and also just bringing a more awareness to what that is all about. So enough of that right now, ladies. Share with us, Nicole, tell us about how was your night out with Fashionology, and what else you want to share about your organization.
Oh, Fashionology tonight, it was lovely. I really enjoyed myself. Our meal was great. We got a chance to have a meal in between invitations. All the models were lovely. There were some great designers there. I just have to give it to Whisper Couture. They had, I think, one of the better design lines that was there. But other than that, I'm going to film this summer with Miss Cassandra Green. That's going to start actually next month in May. I got four of my crew members who are as well, also, who will be in the film, The Ungodly Pastor, who is, we're filming as of now. We was on set this weekend and last weekend. Some things coming up. We're looking at doing a physique commercial. I'm very, very interested in doing that. I've been approached to doing a commercial for the company, so I'm looking into getting that done. I don't know how, you know, we just talked about it, so nothing's in stone. So, but I'm looking forward to doing that.
I'm excited.
And we're also working on a project that's going to start in 2017. And it's also a project that gives back to children, to actual parents. It helps the parents who have insurance on their children, and for some ungodly reason they lose their insurance and they're unable to pay for their health care or their nursing care for their loved ones. So we're opening a charity to that, and that's going to start in 2017 to help those mothers who accidentally, you know, for ungodly reasons, who knows why, lose their insurance. And they have no nurses are able to come into the home because they can't pay. If the insurance is not there, they pull the nurses out the home. And then the mothers are just there with no help. You know, they may have to work. They're working mothers. They have to be up all night with their children. Some of the kids are on ventilators. Some have G2. They need feeding around the clock. So it pains me because that has happened to me. I have lost a job because of that, because of a parent losing their insurance. So that is a foundation that I'm looking forward to start up in 2017 to help these mothers with children with disabilities who have insurance issues and can't afford the nursing care.
Very good. Well, that's definitely exciting. I'm excited about the commercial. You have to get me in one of them commercials, Nicole, if I just sit and sip on some Coca-Cola. You and Christy. Yes. Well, that's awesome. And I'm excited for you. I'm definitely excited for you and all that you have going on. And just to hear also about Fashionology and knowing that it was definitely a great success. I didn't expect anything less. I knew it was going to be amazing, amazing. So, Christy, what's going on with you? What's happening? Oh, Christy. Oh, I see what's going on. I think the call dropping. Chris, to call back in. Chrissy, are you there? Let me try one other thing. There she go. Yeah, hey, Chrissy.
Okay.
Yes. So what's going on with you? And share with the listeners and viewers what's happening. We actually live in our studio today, and we'll definitely air this online shortly. We can't wait to get Facebook Live. So Facebook, if you're listening, y'all need to make that happen for Infinity Powerhouse. And by the way, either one of y'all, do y'all have Facebook Live yet?
I do not. I'm going to have to research what that is. I've been seeing it a lot, but I haven't
accessed
it yet.
Amazing.
So I've got to get up to date on that.
Yeah. I'll fill you in, honey.
I was telling Christy, me and her both.
Yeah.
At least we're not alone then, right?
Yeah. And you probably haven't, just don't know it, but I'll let y'all know how to look for it shortly. So,
okay.
Chris, it's been a while that we had a chance to talk to you. Tell us what's going on with you and whatever you want to share with the listeners and viewers.
It has been a while. I've been crazy between kids having surgery and the business. My life has been insane. So the kids are better. Everyone's recouping well. Business is going really good. We did a big fashion show yesterday, and today we had a great turnout with that. Made a lot of new connections. Yes, that was really it was really a nice show. I'll send you guys some information on that. They do it once a year. This was our first time with them, but they were definitely a great production to work with. We enjoyed ourselves with them, and we'll definitely be back. So I'll share that with you guys so you guys can get in on that for next year. They do it once a year, and I would highly recommend it. So we did
yesterday.
Had lots of new models with that, so that was good. Other than that, we're just working the whole acting side of it. Our actors are doing well, a lot of them working on set. So that's going really well. We have some of them that'll start being on TV this year, so we're waiting on a few of those to come out. We have the Mother's Day film where we have one of our girls in, and that airs in theaters on the 29th of this month. That's a big one. That was Mother's Day with Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes, so that's a big one. We also have the HBO series Vice Principals. We have a lot of our actors in that. So that airs in July. So those are our two big ones that we're really excited to be able to start watching and say that, hey, that's some of our people on there.
Exactly. And that's so exciting. And I know now with me, I know I have potential to act because I can act. I can be very I was telling Nicole, I could sit back and sip on some Coca-Cola or something. I just want to be able to say, there she is. That's her right there. Yeah. So we're going to move on just a little bit. We have a caller, and I'm not sure if they want to say something, but we're going to bring them on live. May have a question or may have some insight or just want to just listen. We'll find out shortly. One moment.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there? Would you like to say anything? Have any questions? Okay, well, normally when we hear silence, that means that no, they just wanted to actually sit in the cut and just actually, you know, be a part of the show in that way. But if you do hear us, you want to send a message, please feel free to do so. We are right here, and we're just going to go ahead and mute you back out, but just let us know. That's what we're here for. Everybody else that is in the message board, I know our time is almost running out. We definitely still will take questions or any inquiries that you have, if you have some. And as I say, I see a lot of familiar faces, one or two new ones that actually came in and tuned in with us. So that is awesome, awesome, awesome. We want to build and grow. I was sharing everybody, we are about to hit our 100th session or segment. I want to hit that around our anniversary in October. So I'm trying to have it, like, you know, span out in that way. And when it comes to our magazines, we have one that's dropped on Saturday, Yasmin, was it Saturday? And then we have another one, which is Fashion Con, is about to come out this week and also for Fayetteville Fashion Week. But they're both going to be in IPH and also Liguchi, but we're trying to center the magazines around those fashion weeks. So I'm excited. Then we have Durham Fashion Week that we're going to actually highlight next month in our magazine, and a lot of other things we got coming up. We have a fight that we're going to be a part of. Our media is going to be there this weekend. It's with Pink Panther with One Hit Promotions. Shout out to them, and we're going to be there in media. Then we're going to get some coverage for our magazine as well. So it's a lot going on. Anyone else want to say anything before we close out today?
I also want to give a shout out to my artist, Miss D'Antoinette Chanin, her song that's going to be on the soundtrack for the film Man Made that will be coming out next year.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, I feel so important. I feel like I know so many people that know somebody to know somebody. How about that? That's great. That's awesome. Congratulations to that, too. What about you, Chris? You have anything else you want to share? You want to let the listeners and viewers know?
No, just if they're interested in an agency or they're looking to be on some TV series, do some acting. We are accepting new faces, so they can find us on Facebook and submit to us, and we'd love to talk to them.
Very good. So, Christy, I know, could you be available this Wednesday? You or Nicole could be available this Wednesday for our conference call to be one of our guests to share with the listeners in our conference call, because a lot of times we created this platform so people who, you know, looking at their emails or messages, we give them a place where we got a conference call, can hold up to 250 people, they dial in, they can ask questions. We can even tell when they have a question by them raising their hands. Isn't that cute and neat and wonderful? So I would love for either one of you all, if not this week, one can do it this week and next week, that can be a guest and talk about your business that people can actually join. Would one of you all be available?
Definitely be available next week. This week I may not
because
I have dentist appointments, but after that I would definitely be so.
Okay, so Wednesday next week you will be available for the conference call, Christy. Okay, what about you, Nicole?
I will put that on my calendar.
Okay.
What's the conference call?
Oh, the conference call is where we have it where everyone, we put out this number, they call this one number, we all log in, but we call that number. And it's like a conference call where it's 7:30? It's 7:30, but we'll send the updated information. It's 7 o'clock, I believe. 7 o'clock.
Okay, because it's normally night I have to be in work. That's why I ask what time.
Okay.
If it's the evening, they send it to me because I should probably do it in the evening. I just couldn't do it in the morning.
Okay, yeah. It's in the evening time, and
okay.
It's where we'll send out the information and we'll get clarity and all that. But I like to bring guests. The last one we had was a photographer out of Charleston was on the call, and he explained what he does as a photographer and all that great stuff. So I just want to bring it so we can bridge people over in real time also. I know they can't listen to the show and they can't call in sometimes because of the, you know, the time schedule conflicts with their work schedule. So I just, you know, want to make sure that we have different avenues for everyone. So great. So we're about to close out, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in, listening in, chiming in. I just want to say God is great. I want to put this out. It was in my heart and spirit to say God is not in the midst of any confusion. He's all love. And I love each one of you all with my heart. I want the best for everyone. I want us to move forward, grow, and learn from each other and do as God would like for us to do to get further in this world. So with that being said, thank you all again for tuning in, and y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye now. And thank you all, my viewers and listeners. Bye-bye now.